Reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. I have to, what is it? Let me just see 1 second. I think it's chapter 19, whatever one we were on, and verse 145. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Advaita Ideya Prabhu Vasila Duyare Prakashe Apana Tattva Karya Hunkare. After releasing Advaita, the Lord sat down at the doorway and began to loudly reveal his own glories. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Greetings from New Jersey. I just got some beautiful Lila Velasini in Vrindavan. I guess they're allowed to go out every day at for an hour or something. One person or 2 hours. So she goes out. Those of you who've been to Vrindavan with me, what she does is she goes out, but she walks to the gardens of Vrindavan and she visits my good friend there, Sridhar, the Mali, the gardener. I think many of you know who I'm talking about. And I managed to send him a donation of 2,500 rupees because they can't sell their flowers. But anyway, the flowers, she was sending me videos, the flowers of Vrindavan, not even picked, and the sounds of Vrindavan and the vision of the fields. It's already so beautiful there, but it's unparalleled. And then, you know, I had a kind of a mixed feeling. Do we really want this world to start up again? You know, I remember when I first came to Vrindavan, I don't, none of you were there, of course, have go back that far. I used to go to the Jamuna every day after Mangal Arti by kirtan. Prabhupada said we should take a kirtan party. I used to lead a kirtan party to the Jamuna. And you could dive off the cliffs into its fresh, clean water. So it's this mixed feelings, is that, you know, somehow we are tied up into this very fragile economic system. You know, so we wanted to start up again, but the same thing, what starts up again is sometimes intolerable. When you, you know, and when you see the hustle and bustle and the cars and the sounds and the pollution and what, and it's so much more magnified in India, because India is not meant for this. So that was just my feeling, and just a hankering for that kind of pristine environment to chant Hare Krishna. And then also the appreciation of how visionary and how clear Prabhupada's vision is of, and I wrote about that. You read it in my Monday morning greetings. He did not have faith in the present economic system as it stands now. So we're studying the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and I guess this may be my third month. I'm already up to the 19th chapter of the Madhyam Leela. Drops of water wear away the stone. You know, in Vrindavan, I do it every day, and I've been doing it for 20, 30 years. And how many books get just covered when you just do a little bit every day? Go through so many books. And we're in the Madhya Leela, that's after Lord Chaitanya took, sannyas, got initiated. And I had my mantra that many people like. In fact, Jamuna Jaya said she's going to make a button of it. But commitment changes consciousness, and Lord Chaitanya's changed. And that commitment is to the absolute truth. And why does it change consciousness? Because that commitment to the truth takes you out of the modes of material nature, which force you to act foolishly. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvisha ahankarava mudhatma kartam iti. You're forced to act helplessly. What is someone who's well-behaved? It's someone who can control himself and rule his life by his intelligence and his truth and by love rather than by his impulses. That shift does not come without commitment. And those are the people that we like, that have a higher commitment and are ruled by love and knowledge. You know, actually what happens is I was writing my Monday morning greeting for the next Monday, and it's coming out. And I was talking again about this word surrender and how it doesn't exactly translate into, it's the best word we can use, but its meaning is much more inclusive, and it's much more inclusive than the Sanskrit word sharanagati. And that's not a good thing, because definition should be precise. Like you say, what is this? Oh, it's something to sit on. Well, is that a good definition? If it's a lounge chair. It could be a rock for all the person knows, or a bench, or an asana. So the English word go, and as my good friend Satyahari said, told me, his teacher told him that words are impregnated with the history of their use. You know, surrender in English has a history of use and an application of just submission. But Sharanagati is not just submission. It's Sharanagati. Agata means where you go, where you should go. Sharana for shelter. It's someplace where you get shelter and therefore you submit yourself. And where do we go for shelter? We go for shelter or we submit to those who have knowledge and those who have love. So when you commit to that, that's transcendental to the modes. So Lord Chaitanya sets the example of that level of commitment. And not only that, with that level of commitment to the absolute truth comes a revelation of the absolute truth, and it comes a feeling of the absolute truth. And he commits to the absolute truth. And he's transformed. And that commitment is all about love. Because truth is to bring you to love. That's the purpose of truth. When you do what's right, it elevates your consciousness, and the ultimate elevation of consciousness is devotion. That's the ultimate. What use is a commitment to something that degrades your consciousness? Elevated consciousness is loving, degraded consciousness is hateful. So it brings you to this level. It brings you to this level. So he's transformed and he begins the Sankirtan mission, and he's going to the different houses of the devotees, and we're seeing this, as I mentioned, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the Chaitanya Bhagavat, but we are seeing the character of the life force in immortality, which is this Sharanagati, where people are not selfish, where people are surrendered to principles of truth and the people who represent those principles. So we see that beautiful society, and we have this image of Advaita, and that's the part of the story we're at now, that Advaitacharya, Lord Chaitanya, is treating him with so much respect. And he doesn't want respect. He wants affection. Affection, not, you see, again, English, but the term anugraha is the affection of mercy. And the affection of mercy is something that comes from above. So he wants not the respect from Lord Chaitanya, which goes upward towards him, but he wants the anugraha, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, which comes down, but Lord Chaitanya is respecting him. So he's so frustrated because he wants this relationship with Lord Chaitanya. He wants this relationship with Lord Chaitanya. So he decides that the only way he can get Lord Chaitanya angry at him, because he's the one that petition Lord Chaitanya to come with his prayers, offering the Ganga and the Tulsi to the Ganges, and petitioning the Lord to help him in the Sankirtan mission, is to preach Gyan, Yoga Vishishta, kind of a form of Mayavadi philosophy. And he thinks that will anger. So he starts immediately to preach it, and Haridas, of course, laughing at him because it's so out of character. When something is out of character for someone, it becomes humorous sometimes. So, because God is in everyone's heart, Lord Chaitanya hears the heart of his devotees. This is another point that we stress very much, that this is what bhakti is. It's offering our heart to God, and God hears our heart more than anything else. We can't hide our heart from God. And he starts to go with Nityananda, and then they stop. That's another story where they stop at this Dadi Sannyasi, a sannyasi who's in the clothes of a sannyasi, but actually he's a materialist. And we see how foolish his behavior is, that he's even preaching to Lord Chaitanya that you should enjoy life materially, and even offers Lord Chaitanya wine, which he doesn't take. And then we have that beautiful statement. I'm going to read it, and then we'll get up to where we are today. Sri Gaurasundar's preaching is meant to deliver everyone in the world. But Lord Chaitanya did not display any compassion for deliverance of the sinful Mayavadis. So he gave compassion to this person. He went to his house. He was a materialist. When he was in Kashi, he didn't go. Because the Mayavad philosophy ultimately is envy of God, hate of God, and derision of those who worship him. So, after they offer Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda wine, Lord Chaitanya's speech in the mode of goodness is a little bit careful. It makes sure not to offend what a cultured person is. So he says, you know, we're late for, we have to go. We have to go now. And they go outside and they dive in the Ganga. And then the two lords, they begin to float down the Ganga to Advaitacharya's house. And again, this is what opulence is. Not gadgets, not conveniences, the beauty of nature. Floating down the Ganga with beautiful aroma of the blossoming flowers that are offered to God. That's what Vrindavan is. Krishna picks every single flower in Vrindavan. Every single flower Krishna picks. And every single flower in Vrindavan blooms for the pleasure of Krishna. So it's so beautiful, and it's devotional, and that's opulence. And again, my sadness this morning in seeing these beautiful pictures and seeing how the so-called advancement of modern civilization is actually covering up the natural opulence of the world. I think it would be great if we all lived in a little town together where there was simple life and no economic problems, and You could just walk across the street to my hut. And every day I can give Bhagavatam class. That's what the world was. And then when those problems are solved, then you can deal with the real problems of life. Janma, Mrityu, Jarabhyadi, Dukkha, Doshana, Darshana. One who sees that the real fault in existence is birth, death, disease, and old age. That's the problems we should be facing. Not how am I going to work, where am I going to live, who I'm going to marry, who was spiritual, so many other considerations that were covered automatically in that kind of particular culture. Doesn't mean the world is still dukkalayam abhishashvatam. It's still full of misery and temporary. So, so as Lord Chaitanya starts to come, Advaitacharya begins to explain the philosophy of Gyan with more enthusiasm. He really wants to agitate Lord Chaitanya. Even it's almost like he's davening. I guess many of you don't understand, but I think if you ever saw Hasidic Jews in the airport, if you ever go to Russia, you'll see a lot of them in the airport. And when they pray, they kind of go back and forth. That's called davening. They go back and forth. So Advaitacharya is kind of like davening Gyan philosophy, and he's going back and forth. He's going back and forth with the Gyan philosophy, just so that he can agitate Lord Chaitanya. He's going back and forth with that kind of philosophy. And then Lord Chaitanya comes, and then everyone offers him obeisances. This is the Supreme Lord. Everyone offers him obeisances. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows, hearing, outraged that Advaitacharya is preaching Advaita Vedant, impersonal Mayavad philosophy. He says, which is superior, Gyan or Bhakti? And Advaitacharya says, Gyan is superior. What is the use of devotional service for one who doesn't know Gyan? What is the use of devotional service? Of course, devotional service is Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Piyojita Janayat Yasu Vairagyam Gyanam Chiyad Ohoitakam. That with devotional service, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Piyojita Janayat Yasu Vairagyam Gyana Vairagya comes automatically. What it means is, if you hear about it, you won't have to analyze it deeply like the Gyanis. If you're practicing devotional service, pure devotional service, Vishyavini Vartante Niraharasya Dayana Raso Rajam Raso Pyasya Param, you have that higher taste, automatically you become detached. Automatically you become detached. And you understand you're not the body. A little, asu vairagya, a little. We mentioned this point, it's an important point to understand that forms of Gyan for perfection, because the level of renunciation and analysis required to perfect oneself on the path of Gyan, which is the complete eradication of all thoughts. It is beyond human endeavor. You need some mercy. And therefore, even on the path of Jnana, there has to be some form of worship. But bhakti is completely independent. A child can take the bhakti. An animal can take the bhakti. I was on the Padyatra, the walking festival in India, in Prabhupada's centennial. There's a walking festival in India. It was 1996 or something like that. Over 20 years ago, wow. And I joined that. Occasionally I would join that. And a dog joined the parikram. A dog joined the parikram. And walked all the way up to, we were in Jhansi, where Prabhupada started the League of Devotees. And the dog went all the way up to Badrinath and then left its body. No gyan. Process is simple. You just have to do it. Of course, we do cultivate some type of gyan. We don't focus on it, but it should come naturally and we should hear about it. We should hear about it. You're not the body. It's important, etc. But that can assist us, but it's not dependent on it. So bhakti is independent, but jnana is dependent on bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he hears this, out of love for Krishna, and also for his love of his devotee, Lord Chaitanya, the only word I can explain is he loses it. He begins to beat Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya's wife is trying to restrain him. He says, he's just an old man. He's just an old man. What are you doing? But Lord Chaitanya, he couldn't tolerate it. Bhurijan Prabhu tells the story when he was in Japan. What an amazing time in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada sending people that were 20 years old to different parts of the world to spread Krishna consciousness and empowering them. They had to take responsibility. Was there any wonder that there were mistakes made, such young people? But when Prabhupada, wow. They were to take, they took response. And Bhurijan went there. It was like one of the most difficult things you can imagine. It's not that you go with any money. And then he needed a wife. And Prabhupada sent him a wife from Los Angeles. He met his wife off the plane. Jagatarini, another great devotee. Sometimes I lose my point. Let me, just give me a minute. I'll try to see if I can remember that. At point. Okay, anyway, it'll come back, it usually does. So and Lord Chaitanya, he ignores Advaitacharya's wife, and he begins to scream at Advaitacharya. He begins to scream at him that you awoke me for your mission. Because Lord Chaitanya, he came because Advaitacharya called him. That's the power of a devotee's heart. The devote love Sri, the nature of Prem Bhakti, which is the sixth characteristic of devotional service, the sixth of pure devotional service, at the level of prema is Sri Krishna Karshani. It even attracts Krishna. And the interesting thing is, if Krishna wasn't controlled by God, he couldn't be considered the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because that's an opulence. One who is not moved by love is not an exalted person. If you are not controlled by love, if someone gives their life to you, and you are not impelled by their desires, which that's what love is, then, as Prabhupada said, Krishna doesn't have the defect of impersonality. He doesn't have the defect of impersonality. So, Advaita called out of compassion, because at that time in Bengal, it was overcome with Shaktis, materialist in the name of Shastra, and impersonalist. And Bhakti was not very prominent. And he thought, who can, only God can help me in my mission. Advaitacharya was, I think, in the line of Madhavendra Puri. He said, so Lachri Tanya said, you awoke me to come here to spread devotional service, and now you are covered by devotion. You're covering devotional service by your gyan. Mention that there's a certain type of gyan that doesn't cover devotional service. If you use your analysis to become detached from the body so that you can serve Krishna. Because these verses in the second chapter of Shankhya Yoga, they can be applied to Jnana Yoga too. They don't specifically say devotion. They just say because you're not the body. But the intent of that is, and that's called, it doesn't have to be, but it could be Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Jnana Mishra Bhakti means where you focus on detachment, but your purpose is attachment. Your purpose is to serve Krishna. That's your purpose. But anyway, so what was Advaita Acharya's desire? His desire was that Lord Chaitanya would be free from the, quote, illusion that I am his superior. And he incited Lord Chaitanya so much. Now I remember the story about Burijan. He was preaching in Kobe, Japan. And I was glorifying how these young people at 20 years old, you know, went to Hong Kong, and then that was Japan. He went to Hong Kong to try to spread Krishna consciousness in China. And Prabhupada sent him his wife off the plane, and he was in Japan, and Prabhupada was doing a program. And they had a Mayavadi sannyasi there, and somehow the program was shared. Prabhupada would speak first, and then the Mayavadi sannyasi would speak. So there was a big asana for the speaker and then another seat for the person who wasn't speaking. So Prabhupada spoke first. And then the Mayavadi speaker was about to speak and Prabhupada wouldn't get off the seat. he just saw this person is not a qualified person by any means. Prabhupada wouldn't get off the seat. Well, the other person, he spoke. And then he started to speak Mayavadi philosophy, and it's called Panchaposhana, that you worship different gods. Again, it's dependent on bhakti in that sense. You worship different gods. Ganesh, Durga, Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu, Panchaposhana. You worship these. And then when you realize to focus your mind, you worship, to get some mercy from the universe, you worship. But then when you achieve realization, you realize that these are all maya or illusion, and you give them up. And Vaishnav commentators say this is like a prostitute. She enjoys the man when she gets the money, or she serves the man until she gets the money. When she gets the money, she could care less for that person. So this is it. You serve the demigods and Vishnu, Panchaposhana, until you get what you want. And then you give it up. Then you give it up. And he started to preach this and denigrate Krishna or Vishnu to just the material illusion. And Prabhupada was on the seat, and he looked at Borijan, and he said, "Stop him. Stop him." And Borijan had a pair of kartals. So he pointed to Borijan's kartals. So initially, Borijan thought he wanted to use the kartals as a weapon. But then Borijan thought, no, he means kirtan. And they started kirtan. So out of love, one gets angry. And you have to have Prabhupada's adhikari. Otherwise, you won't pull it off. So Lord Chaitanya got angry when he heard this kind of Panchaposhana, Mayavad philosophy. And it forced Lord Chaitanya to reject the Dvaitacharya's position as like a teacher, a superior, and actually chastise him. And then to satisfy him further, Lord Chaitanya's understanding his heart now says, "This is who I am." And he starts to tell, and this is such great ecstasy because Lord Chaitanya is telling, "Yes, you're right. I am your superior. I am the Supreme Lord. Adi Adi Kamsaye Marila Se Mushi. Adi Nada Sakala Janis Deka Tui. O Nada, O Advaita. It is I who killed Kamsa. You know everything, don't you? You know about this, the killing of Kamsa? You know this? It was I. Aja Baba Shesha Rama Kari Mora Seva Mora Chakre Marila Shingala Vasudev." Rama, Shiva, Shesha, and Lakshmi all engage in my service. The cunning imposter Vasudev was killed by my chakra. So he's now going to recite the pastimes. And that's what's so nice about Chaitanya Bhagavat and these things. Sometimes you just get a summary, a bhav, just a little verse, which is a sutra for a pastime. And this Vasudev, Krishna's father is Vasudev. The son of Vasudev is called Vasudev. So there was a Shringala imposter, also known as Pondraka Vasudev. And somehow he was living somewhere in Vrindavan. And he wound up in Varanasi, but the point is he was a king and he became in the illusion that he's actually Krishna. So he dressed exactly as Krishna did. He had a yellow dhoti and a peacock feather and Srivatsava, every little detail he dressed. Even to this day, I see in Vrindavan, this one guy that dresses as Krishna. And naturally, he had followers. You know, the king, the emperor wears no clothes. When you have desires that are unrealistic, it can throw you into illusion if that desire is strong enough. And that's the whole nature of the material world. It's all built on our desire to be God and to be the enjoyer and to be the controller. Even though it's so obvious we're not, we can see that desire in our heart. We can see how we view the world almost as if we're in the center and everything is objects for ourselves. We can see it that way. It's such conscious. So this strong desire, I said, when desire exceeds what you can achieve in reality, it can only be achieved in illusion. And Krishna will facilitate that illusion to root out that desire. Because illusory conceptions, they have no real substance. So they're going to be frustrated. You can't be happy being something you're not. You can only be happy within your constitution, within your purpose, within your function, like a fish in water. You can only be happy within your function, like a fish in water. So, and actually speaking, when people saw this Pondrakavasa, Krishna, when he saw me, he's laughing hysterically. This is like such a joke. And actually, when Krishna came, he came with all his armies and he came with Kasiraj, the king of Kasi, Varanasi, who was also an impersonalist, and they came to attack Krishna. And Krishna killed them. But Pondraka Vasudev, Shringala Vasudev, he attained Suyuja Mukti. He attained, there's a liberation where you can get the form of Krishna and be an associate of Krishna. It's like a bhav in the spiritual world, where you're an associate of Krishna and you walk in his entourage. And that's like a service and you're very beautiful. Anyway, he got some type of mukti because he was thinking of Krishna, and in the presence of Krishna, Krishna killed him and removed the illusion. That's the mercy of Krishna, that he is impartial. If you treat one person one way and another person another way, it's not impartial as long as it's consistent. I will treat this person this way if he acts this way. I'll also treat him that way if he acts that way. And this person, if he acts this way, I'll treat him this way. And if he acts... Impartiality doesn't mean you deal with everyone equal. It means you deal with everyone the same according to how they approach you. So now Krishna is just gonna Mora Chakra Varanasi Dehila Shakala Morabane Marila Rabana Mahabala. Varanasi was completely burned by my chakra, and the mighty Ravana was killed by my arrow. Mora Chakri Katila Banera Bahugan Mora Chakra Narakari Hoile Marana. My chakra cut off the arms of Banasura. and my chakra destroyed Narakasura. You know, I just looked at these stories this morning and I already forgot them. Somehow I just, the story of Narakasura and how he killed Narakasura. Narakasura was the son of the earth. And he had 16,100 wives. Or he had captured these women in Krishna. They were unprotected after he killed them, and Krishna took them as his own wives. And those were the 16,108 wives in Dwarka. Mushi se darilun giridia vamahata. Mushi se anilun swaga hati parajata. Who's I who held up Govardhan Hill with my left hand? So now that I said that, the whole pastime should come into your heart. And it was I who brought the Parijata flower from heaven. I deceived Bali and then bestowed mercy upon him, vomited in three steps of land. It was I who killed Hiranyakashipu to save Prahlad. In this way, the Lord revealed his opulences, and Advaita floated an ocean of ecstatic love while listening. He got punished. There was difficulty. But it was a small price to pay for what he got. And that's the conception of a devotee and why he's Utsayan, Nistayat, Daryat, why the devotee is patient. Utsahan nisyat daryat. Why the devotee is patient and has faith. He knows what he is getting is worth the price he is paying for it. Whatever you go through, what you're going to get is worth that price. That is our full confidence. When we have that confidence, when we go through the difficulties, we have some confidence and we have some patience. We'll wait. We'll wait because it's worth the wait, and it's worth the difficulty we have now, and it's worth the wait what we're getting for it. So he floated an ocean of ecstasy. This is rasa. What God has to do to give himself. That's what's happening to us with our karma or what Krishna is giving us. He wants to give himself to us. And we have so many misconceptions that we act upon and we view things for that have to be eradicated. There's so many, we cannot conceive it, although at any moment we may think, I understand now. We don't understand. There's so much we don't understand. There's so many misconceptions we have. It's just like, I was giving a class, I forgot when, and I think it was one of these classes, only two or three people there. And I said, I joked to someone, you were sleeping. No, I wasn't sleeping. I said, because when you're sleeping, you don't know it. We are sleeping and we don't know it. And the more we realize that, the more elevated we'll become. There is a realm of reality that is so far beyond the way we are perceiving things now. And if you practice Krishna consciousness, you should hope that what you are seeing now is far more elevated than what you saw last year. And understand what you see next year will be even more elevated. Advaita was filled with ecstasy after receiving his punishment. He clapped his hands and danced. He clapped his hands and he danced in humility. Vinaya. He danced in humility. He wanted humility. He had power. He had position. But the position was covering the consciousness he wanted in terms of devotion. So he wanted that removed. That's called humility. He danced in humility. We should dance in humility, not dance in ego. We should dance in humility with our hands up, recognizing that there's something that is much greater than ourselves, and we are happy in that humility because that is the position of love and devotion. That's what's happening now. Krishna's humbling the whole world. Let's see who takes it. He's telling us you're not the controller. Depend on me. Take shelter on me because I am the real shelter. Not all, as Prabhupada said, these material protective agents. These are the real shelter. And to have that feeling is the feeling of the soul. That you are my Lord and Master. That is the feeling of the soul. That is the soothing feeling of the soul. Not a humbogi. I am the enjoyer. I am the controller. We're number one. We're number one. We're number one. You ever see those sports when somebody wins it? They stick their hand up. We're number one. That's their bhav. That's the bhav of the material world. So, I have received proper punishment for my offense. Oh Lord, you are very kind and have actually given me only a token punishment. That's the consciousness of a devotee. It should have been worse. And actually, that's a fact. You know, sometimes we hate people in the world today who do certain things. What if we tell you that once you were those people, and those people will be punished in the future, and if we go through something, maybe we're punished for something like that now. Now I have realized your supremacy. You have suitably punished me for my fault. Now the relationship between the Lord and his servant has strengthened. After speaking in this way, the Lord of Shantipur danced in ecstasy. Advaita danced in ecstasy throughout the courtyard. He frowned and spoke to the Lord as follows. Where has your glorification of me gone now? Where has all your deceitful behavior gone now? Huh? Now you see, now you understand. So, if anybody has any reflections, something in the class that struck them of interest, it's always nice if you share that.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Shrupa.
Thank you, Shrupa. Yes.
I was just, I loved how you spoke about opulence and how you spoke about how it's in the beauty of nature and floating down the Ganga with Krishna's flowers. I love that.
Right. Us New Yorkers, huh? We got to get out to the country.
It's true.
I'm so conditioned to, now I'm getting over it. But I was, when I grew up, I told that story. I had a rich uncle and aunt. Lived in Great Neck Estates. I remember I went there, they took me boating and everything. I was so bored. But it's funny how you become conditioned. You become conditioned to things that are actually lower. But now Krishna's teaching me. Thank you. Anybody else like to share?
Hari Bol Maharaj, thanks for class.
Hari Bol, Jamuna Jaya, Hari Bol.
I really love the point about that. God is in our heart, so we can't hide from God. That's in both good ways and bad ways, that really stuck with me.
Yeah, it's blissful and heavy. Right? Wow. Thank you, Jamuna Jaya. Hari Bol. Great. Anybody else?
Good morning, Maharaj. Thank you for class.
Thank you.
Something that stuck out with me, and I'm not, Isabel, that has been something that's I've been working on for a while, so that really stuck out in my
Repeat it again, because the reception wasn't good. Say it again, Isabel.
Oh, sorry. You said that we are happy when we're living within our constitution.
Yeah.
You're able to hear that?
Yeah, I did now. Yeah, I like that point too. Jivera Sarupahoy Krishnera Nitya Das. Eternally we're servants of God. And when we're in that platform, we're so satisfied in that consciousness. You see, happiness is not things, it's consciousness. It can be things if they're related to consciousness, but it's consciousness that's happiness. And if we can develop that mood, and then in bhakti, then the real thing is just the liking of Krishna, not the activity. Activities are nice, and we choose different activities for different reasons, but ultimately we just like to serve. Well, thank you, Isabel, and thanks for coming on these classes.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else like to say?
Boy, Maharaj, this class was one of the jewels.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. When you were breaking down Sharanagati.
Yeah.
I said, finally, a definition of surrender that I can get into. It was beautiful. Just not just knowledge, but also affection, the two together. I'm always saying this to myself, that, you know, I can't have one without the other. They have to both come together, affection and knowledge. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow, okay.
And Jamuna Jaya consciousness equals happy on the button.
Okay. Anybody else like to, okay, good. Anybody else like to, people like to just say hello and give me a sense of the audience?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj, it's Gopa Kishore.
Hey, Gopa, great.
I'm praying I could have a hut next to your hut someday.
No, actually, I'm thinking you're going to have to build the place and build the place for me.
I will. I'll build it, but yeah.
Okay. We'll go down to Kentucky together, okay?
Yep. Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay, me too.
In a few years, when everybody's old enough and you move to Kentucky near Charu, if that happens, then you build a place and build me
my hut.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, great. It's a deal. Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Tiffany. Thank you so much for the wonderful class this morning.
Wow.
And I have lots of family in Kentucky, so Gopa, build a place for me too.
Wow, the community's already building. Okay, great.
I could do that.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Say hello.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Yamuna Pavani.
Wow, great, huh? Are you appreciating the clear blue skies in Delhi?
Yes, still appreciating, but the heat is coming in, so I guess let's see how long.
Oh, wow. We have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
nice, huh, to see some of the people and
yeah, Hare Krishna. Nice.
Okay, great to see you. Okay, Hare Bol.
And
maybe we'll touch base later in the week, just for a few minutes, me, you, and Ananta. Okay.
Okay.
Hare Bol. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Mukunda.
Mukunda, Hare Bol.
Thanks.
Great to hear you. Good. A few more people.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Lisa.
Hare okay. Bol. Lisa, thank send you. Me an email. I'll take you up on your offer. Okay?
Okay. I will.
Okay, great. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Aaron.
Aaron, great to see you. Good. Few more.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Lal Govinda.
Ambrosia.
Hi, Bo.
Hi, Bo.
Pretty good bread, Lal.
Some olive bread's gonna be coming soon.
Brudger, what did you think? Could it?
It's could good.
Can it be a side dish with spaghetti and tomato sauce?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. All right.
We'll make it right for the commune coming up.
Okay.
I don't know about Kentucky, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is Rasa. This is Rasa. Not necessarily Tatva. Okay. Atlantic City. Atlantic City. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Jai Kishori.
Hi, Bo. We'll talk at the end of the week, okay?
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here. Good to hear from you.
Okay, Tota. Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna.
I'll be having that chili any day now, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Anybody
else? Okay. I did a complete fast yesterday. Not for codicil, but just for purification. So I'll go up now and I'll take breakfast. I'll see you all or many of you in the morning on on Saturday, or yeah, okay. Hare Krishna, Vanchakalpa, Tuvya, Chakrabhu, Sindhu, Vaivajapa.